Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
I know you guys remember Charlie and Heather. It was the most talked about couple of days in Bert Show history, at least in recent history. And it took place over an entire weekend and a few days. So we're going to have to give you the update on this in 3 different parts.
This is Charlie from right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Should I buy a new engagement ring if I'm proposing to the same girl for the second time?
What's going on? Now, refresh my memory,
Charlie.
Again. Refresh my memory again now here, Charlie.
I'm the one who proposed to my girlfriend on the Space Needle, and she said she wasn't ready about 8 months ago, and I called in, and I was going to do it again, and I just wanted to, like, ask if I should get a new ring and whatnot.
Right, so you proposed to girl in the Space Needle. Girlie says, I need some more time to think about it, and wasn't it, like, 8 months went by or something like that?
Yeah, 8 months ago, and I called in because I wasn't sure if I should get a new ring or not, and...
You were going to propose again?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, right. Well, what's going on, man?
I'm actually at the airport right now. I'm in the parking lot. I just parked my car. I'm flying back to St. Louis. We went back there for Thanksgiving last week, and she stayed there because her grandma wasn't feeling well, and her dad's birthday is today. So we're gonna have a big party at a restaurant. It's about 80 people, family members, pretty much.
Are you going to do it at the dinner thing for her dad?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I got 2 carrots on a platinum setting, and so I called the manager at the restaurant. So he made a big banner. It's like a whole secret thing. And it says, "Will you marry me, Heather? I love you forever." And I'm going to go there while the family's at the party, and I'm going to be in the kitchen, and I'm going to have like a whole set of people playing violin, and I'm going to come out of the kitchen with the banner and the ring on a tray and ask her if she would marry me at her dad's birthday party.
There is nothing anybody's going to say to you to make you rethink this, huh?
Oh, not at all. After the whole weekend that I planned.
Hope it works. All right, brother.
Good luck, Charlie.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Hey, Kelly?
Hey, you've got to get Charlie back on that phone.
Why?
Immediately. He cannot get on that plane.
Well, why?
I work with Heather. She's not there because her grandmother... I mean, she was there, but she's not there because her grandmother's sick. She's there because she hooked up with her ex-boyfriend, and they were engaged at one time. They were high school sweethearts, so it's not out of the ordinary that she would be with this guy, but this is a mess.
Do you think this guy will be at the party today for her dad?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Almost definitely.
And Charlie knows none of this.
I just spoke to her yesterday, and she's planning on quitting her job, and she's moving back. I mean, this is serious. She's not messing around.
Did you get his cell phone number?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to call him back.
Okay, then we will call Charlie back.
It goes right to voicemail.
The Bert Show.
So in part one of Charlie and Heather, just in case you missed it, he was flying into St. Louis to propose to Heather in front of her whole family. But he was walking into a hornet's nest because she was in St. Louis, supposedly seeing another guy. Well, Monday, we finally get him on the radio to find out exactly what happened.
So that's where we left it on Friday. Now, we're all sitting here except Jeff in a panic on Friday.
Yep.
Like, how do we get in touch with this guy? What do? We got to stop him before he makes a complete ass out of himself in front of 80 family members. Intern Michael here was at the radio station till what time trying to page this guy?
11 or so.
11 or so. I mean, he's calling here in Atlanta. We're calling to the St. Louis airport. We're leaving messages for him all over the place. Can't get in touch with him. So, finally, I do get in touch with him around 2 o'clock, I guess it is, on Friday. And he had already gotten phone calls, in fact. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Ooh, that didn't sound good. So, so I get in touch with Charlie, and you had already gotten calls from people at that point?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I got to St. Louis, I checked my voicemail. I had 14 messages. Two of them were work-related, and the rest of them were from friends, and one from you guys, and a couple from Heather.
A couple from Heather?
Yeah.
Okay. So take us through the whole process, then. Since we get off the phone with you,
look at everybody. I know everybody's sitting back, they're rolling up their sleeves, spinning legs up.
Okay, we get off the phone with you. You and I talk, and then from that point on, what happens?
Well, I pretty much knew what was going on. You know, from people that, from my friends that had heard the show on Friday morning, had called me and told me, Yeah, then I talked to you, and I still, you know, decided that I would go with the plan, you know, and it was weird listening to Heather and her telling me that she knew I was coming in, and she knew about the whole thing, so I didn't call her back because I felt a little bit strange about it. So I spoke to her sister, Leah, and I asked her if it was true that her ex-boyfriend, ex-fiance was going to be there, and she confirmed that he was going to be there. And but I still decided that I would go to the party.
Let's just say that you were what?
I decided that I would still go to the party that night.
You would still go. Okay.
But would you still do the proposal and everything you had planned?
Yeah, well, you were going there with the intention of doing what you had set out to do, or at that point you were?
Of course.
You
yeah,
were?
Of course. Yeah.
Even knowing all that, you were still going to propose?
Yeah, that was my whole plan to go there.
Love is blind.
Like, even though she's hooking up with somebody else?
Who said that? I mean, all I knew was that he was going to be there. That's all I knew about her ex-fiancé going to be at the party.
Well, when your friends and stuff were calling, what were they telling you? Just that he was going to be at the party?
Eject! Yeah. Eject! That's what his friends were telling him.
Yeah. But...
I mean, yeah, that's all. I mean, from what, you know, and that's why I called Leah back, or I called Heather, sister Leah, just to confirm the fact that her ex-boyfriend was going to, her fiancé was going to be at the party, and she said that he was going to be there.
Okay. Now, at this point, do you know what the rumored relationship is with Heather and ex-boyfriend?
Like, your friends, from Atlanta, when they called you, they told you what Kelly said when she called us, right?
Yeah.
That Heather's moving back to St. Louis and that it's all over. So, and then Heather was obviously getting the same phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was a whole mess. I mean, you know, from people talking. And I just felt like I had to go there and find out for myself what was going to happen or what was going on. You know, I'm usually kind of like that. I go into the situation without assuming anything.
Mm. You're a glutton for punishment.
Yeah. Okay. Because
it sounds like.
Because at this point, I wouldn't be assuming. At this point, I've got some concrete evidence here. Right. I've got
Leah, the sister.
I've got Leah, the sister, that says that he's going to be there. I've got 14 people calling up telling me what's going on.
Right.
Kelly, the coworker.
Yeah, Kelly, the coworker. So, I mean, you're not really assuming at this point.
Now you're just ignoring knowledge.
So, what happened, Charlie?
You mean at the party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you guys that tomorrow because I will want either Leah or Heather to join me and tell part of the story. Jeff kind of told me to keep it.
Jeff told you
what?
What? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. No.
We've been waiting all weekend.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fair for, you know, to have one of them be on the phone with me tomorrow and tell part of the story.
Why would you?
Jeff, you're so cruel.
Why are you? Why do you take such pleasure in making life so hard for everybody?
This is the last week of ratings. So if I can get people listening today to stretch it out one more day, it could be a lot to us.
So Heather will come on with you tomorrow morning?
Yeah, either Heather or her sister, Leah.
Do they know that you're proposing this, or is this something that Jeff has talked them into?
Jeff is Jeff's idea.
Of course it was.
Of course.
Yes, Jeff.
Oh, that's not fair.
So we don't even know at this point if they're going to come on or not.
But we do know you went to the party, right?
Yes.
What else can you tell us? Did you go there with a ring in your pocket?
I can't give those details.
Okay. Come on.
Wait, listeners, Jeff@Q100Atlanta.com.
There's nothing wrong tomorrow. Look at that. You know what? It's a bonus because we're going to have Heather or Leah on the air with one of us tomorrow rather than just today.
Why don't you just get them on with us now instead of waiting until tomorrow morning?
I don't think it's convenient for them.
Was there a fight at the end? Did it end in a fight?
Give us a nugget of information.
Jeff, can you speak for me on this one, please?
Yeah, why is Jeff speaking for anybody? Yeah, this isn't
throw
the Jeff show.
Throw any cake. And is there any cake thrown across the room?
Charlie, you seem like such a sweet guy. You really shouldn't let Jeff's evil influences affect your ways.
You can go ahead and tell us everything you want to tell us right now if you want to.
We got Leah and Heather tomorrow.
People are going to be so mad at you.
Jeff's paying
you
know this guy.
I will give you one thing, Jeff. You really have absolutely no caring at all about what people think. Because people hate you right now.
All right.
They hate you.
Hey, Charlie, sweetie, I don't mean to be rude, but this better be good.
It really better be good. There have better been bloodshed. There have been guns.
Better look like Crash's wedding reception is going to look like.
Easy killer.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, Charlie?
Thank you, guys.
See you.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
In part 3 of Charlie and Heather, after an entire weekend, we finally get them both on the radio together to explain exactly what happened and what went wrong and what went right over the last 3 days in St. Louis.
Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks.
So where we're at in the story now, Charlie is telling us that he ends up calling your sister to find out if Scott, the ex-fiance that you've been rumored to be hanging out with in St. Louis, is going to be at the restaurant. She says yes. Okay, that's where we're at.
First of all, Scott, who I will confirm is my ex-fiancé, he was at the party, and there was definitely a reason for that. he came to the birthday party, and we have been friendly lately. I will explain the reason to you. My sister Leah, who Charlie had talked to on the phone, she started dating Scott. And they went on a couple dates, and the past 6 months, it became more of a serious thing.
Okay.
When you say seeing Scott, you're meaning seeing him at family functions because he's now your sister's boyfriend.
Exactly. I mean, okay. There's no romantic involvement between me and Scott.
That would make sense to me if we didn't get the call from the coworker saying that you were hanging out with him for months.
Oh, right. That's the next thing I guess I should clear up. I guess it's probably why Kelly thought that somehow me and Scott were dating. I happened to be telling my best friend at work, and having a conversation with her about this whole thing, that my sister's now dating Scott. And Kelly must have, I don't know, I guess she must have picked up bits of the conversation that we were having, I guess. And, you know, she started to put two and two together and then ended up overreacting a little bit.
She said that you were planning on moving from Atlanta to St. Louis.
You know what? She must have heard that my sister is moving back into St. Louis now, save a little money and stay with my parents. And that's what I was telling my best friend. You know, I was telling her just what my sister's plans were. And I mean, I mentioned that I was going there for Thanksgiving and staying there.
Okay. She's
so
been
that's
eavesdropping.
Why, I mean, I guess that's what started this whole thing, that she thought that, you know, I would be moving back, and that's not true. She just must have heard bits and pieces. I don't know how she heard it, but...
Okay, so either way, with all this circulating and everything, we still don't know what happens at the restaurant.
Exactly.
Right. All right, well, let's move on to the restaurant. I did find out that Charlie was going to make a proposal that day, and I found out, I got messages on my phone as well.
So you had friends that were listening to the show?
Of course, yeah.
And they called you?
Mm-hmm, okay. They did. And actually, I called Charlie, but, you know, I got his voicemail, obviously, and I wasn't able to talk to him. And now, you know, I found out that he did call my sister. So I got a little panicky myself. So I decided that I needed to get in contact with him. So I just went to, I left a little early, and I went to the restaurant early where the party was going to be. I talked to the manager, and he did confirm that Charlie was going to propose that day, and I just waited for Charlie. So basically, he got there. I pulled him aside, and I said maybe we should go a few drinks or something and just talk about this all.
Okay, so you pull him aside.
Mm-hmm. And I explained to him. I said I knew about proposal today. I knew he was going to try to do it. And I basically, you know, said that I didn't want him to go through with it today or that day, only because I felt like I had been ruined. You know, the special quality had been taken from it because I found out it couldn't match, even though I wasn't ready 8 months ago in Seattle. In this romantic setting and Space Needle, like all that romantic quality, but I found out, and just, you know, even with the banner and everything else he was planning, it just wouldn't be as special to me. So.
Kind of a buzzkill.
Yeah, Charlie, how are you feeling about things, man?
Actually, if you guys have a couple of minutes, I got a couple of things to say.
Floor's yours, dude. Can't stop you now.
Heather.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it is amazing that days, months, years went by, and I was able to survive without you in my life. And I realize now that the day I met you, I was born. And I cannot imagine even 1 minute not having you in my world, or one day not holding you in my arms. And I will wait forever for you, and that's what it takes, because your love is worth my eternity. But please don't make me wait. I mean, I hope today that you will say yes when I ask you, Heather. Will you parent me?
Of course I will.
Wow.
Yay!
If you just said no, man, no more airtime.
I know.
No more airtime.
It was like a John Mayer song, dude.
Yeah,
like,
oh.
Oh, what a story you have to tell your kids, man. Yeah.
Heather?
Yes.
You know, the dresser right next to the bed on the right side?
Oh.
You see that little box right next to the radio?
Oh, my God.
Open that.
How did you get this here? Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's the ring.
What's it look like?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. Oh.
Can you go to your window, my living room, and look outside on the street?
Charlie's full of surprise.
Oh, my gosh, I'm a little...
He's
right now.
Mr. Planner.
Serious.
If I could get my fiance to plan dinner, I'm excited.
Oh my God. How are you planning these things? There okay. is a enormous stretch black limo.
Pack a bag, and I already called your boss, and, uh-huh. and the limo driver had been listening, so if you were sitting out, none of this would happen, but you have the day off, and just get in the limo, and I will meet you in half an hour. But pack a bag.
Where are you guys going?
That's a surprise.
You can't do that! You can't do that!
That's not fair!
Well, again, keep in touch with us. Let us know what the date and everything is, and be in touch.
Thank you, guys.
Definitely. Okay. Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Way to go, big guy.
Nice job, dude.
Good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll see you later.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
So if you were listening to the last hour of The Burt Show, then you heard everything about Charlie and Heather. Or at least you think you heard everything about Charlie and Heather. Because we're going to update you on both of them next. And this thing takes another turn.
The Burt Show.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Burt over at Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm a little bit sick right now, so I'll try to get over it.
Oh, sorry, dude. What do you got, a cold?
Okay.
Cold?
Yeah. Summer cold.
You know, the standard answer is, well, it's going around, but I really don't think it is. I think it's just you.
Yeah, lucky me.
Hey, Charlie, I'm glad we caught you because we're doing an update show this week. And we're trying to catch up with some people that were on the show over the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. And we got a ton of emails about you and about Heather.
Oh, wow. That's overwhelming.
Now, if you're just listening now and you missed the last half an hour or 45 minutes of show, there's no way that we can recap everything for you. Uh-huh. But for those of you that have been listening, just know that when we left off with Charlie here, you had proposed to Heather on the radio. She was totally shocked by it, and she said yes on the radio.
Yeah.
So since we talked to you, what's happened between you guys?
The next day, she left me for a woman.
Get out of here.
I'm just kidding. actually, we planned a wedding date for October 18th. And in March, we found out that she was pregnant.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. That was some proposal.
Yeah. So what we did was we postponed the wedding because we didn't want, you know, she didn't want to have the wedding with, you know, her being 7-8 months pregnant or so. And so we have decided to wait until she has a kid. You know, this is a way to fit in the wedding dress and get married after that.
Okay, so let me get the chronological order of this whole thing. You propose. She says, oh, yeah. You guys have a really great time. And right after that, you guys set the date for October 18th. And after all that really good, you just proposed to me. I said, yes, sex. Mm-hmm. She got pregnant. And then you decided the October 18th date, not so good. We'll wait a little bit.
Exactly.
I got it. Well, congratulations on all counts.
Well, thank you very much.
You excited about the baby?
Pretty, yeah, very much. You know, our parents are excited. Everyone's excited about having the kid, and, you know, and it's been really good. It's been really great.
Mandy, you guys have a story to tell those kids.
Yeah, we do, that's for sure.
Big time. Well, congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for keeping up.
People love when a story ends well, and it sure sounds like this one's going great.
Thank you.
Okay, dude. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
The Burt Show.